name is John, and I was asked and given the honor of just sharing a little bit about the history of Missio. And rather than maybe go through all the chronological order of things, I thought, which you can find on the website, it's really well laid out there. I thought I'd just share some of the early stages and some of those pre-stages, the DNA that has really birthed Missio and is really what leads us to celebrate Dom and Christine for their extraordinary years of leadership, service, and sacrifice. And so with that, I think I'll just share that when we started Missio, one of the most core pieces of that was we didn't really just want a Sunday-going culture. We knew that that was part of being a community, but we thought that was kind of the antithesis of what Jesus was inviting people into, right? Like Jesus actually was inviting them into a life, into a kind of living that was so significant that they would experience something dynamic for themselves. And so we decided, contrary to what everyone else was saying, start Sundays. We were saying, why can't we be a community first before we say we're a community? And so we started what we call missional communities, and they were sprinkled throughout the city, and Dom and Christine really hosted our first ones. And I remember that townhouse and how crowded it was and how you hated me after every time we got together. And in those spaces, we were just really learning the cadence and the rhythms of what it looks like to be a community that loved one another and loved God in that really intimate, deep way, because we had this relationship with Jesus Christ. And we just felt like if we could do that every day, all the time, that Sundays would really not be the pinnacle place where we experience all the transformation we could experience with a relationship with Jesus. Thinking that if 60 and 90 minutes on a Sunday was the pinnacle part, that seemed wrong, and that in fact it should be the expression of what we are all week. And so even now to this day, we don't really call it just a gathering. We fondly call it the expression. So if you're wondering why we use the word expression, that's where it all kind of came from. And so we actually did this community group thing, missional community thing, for 2 years before we even started Sundays. And I think a lot of people don't understand that was really a deep part of what we were a part of. And we kind of, I don't know, proof of concept or what we thought it would look like 10 years later, 15 years later. We just said like three things should be kind of the outcomes of starting and living in this rhythm of up, in, and out in community, which is one, we said there would never be a single person that would drive this church. That if there was a face of, so to speak, a organization or some 501c3, that face is Jesus, and only Jesus. And we have lived and died by that reality, and Dom and Christine have really led us in that space so well that people could come and go. And that's okay, because that's what God does. He brings people and he takes them, he sends them. That we would never be driven by who was coming in, who was going, but that Jesus would always be the face of this organization, and we would cling to him no matter what. And the second was, we felt like, you know, brick and mortar can never define community. That community is boundaryless, borderless. That Jesus was inviting all into the kingdom, and so should we. And that if we were really being the kingdom, if we were really being children of God, if we were really experiencing that for ourselves, we would be inviting those who never thought they ever could belong to Christ or to a community. And then lastly, we always talked about being, if we lived it this way, that we would be a necessary presence, or what Dom calls hope zones, right? We'd be a hope zone. That if we were actually living our lives faithfully, that we were being impacted by the fullness of who God is, that generosity, that grace, that kindness, that care wouldn't just be for those we are comfortable with, but those we are most uncomfortable with. And that we would kind of kid around and say, like, if somehow God zapped us out of existence, would anyone know we were gone? And if no one knew, then we weren't living the full gospel out. So these are the three things. And this came to kind of a full head in our fourth year of being a community, where we said, that Yahoo John, let's get him out of his seat here. We need to find a real leader, a real shepherd who could really take this thing to the next level. And what we meant was we didn't just want breadth, we wanted depth. And I remember Dom used to say, like, hey, we could be 1,000 miles wide, but an inch deep. So how do we go deeper? How do we stress our relationship with Jesus? How do we live this out on a daily basis? And I remember in that moment we had privately socialized the idea of who would be interested in leading this budding community. And I got to be honest, I was a little surprised by all the interest. I was like, oh my gosh, we have a lot of people who are interested in taking this thing on. And I remember saying kind of in confidence to a few people, hey, I really need to talk to Dom and Christina about whether they would be interested in really taking on this next space. And I remember Dom going this. I don't even want whatever's coming out of your mouth. And I remember Christine in her in our dining room, Christine was like, how dare you ask us this? The salty, saucy looks. And here's the thing, the no wasn't because they didn't love Missio. The no was because they loved Missio. They wanted whatever was best for Missio. And sometimes I would sit there and look at these, like, why, no answers, and I would say, oh, okay, they also understand the weight of it. That's not really about just the Sunday thing. It's about the 2 a.m. call when no one's available and you're the lifeline. It's when you've got people coming in into your community with abuse and trauma, and you're weeping on the floor with them, and you're praying for them. And you have to liaison all of that and create resources and counseling, but you of yourself cannot do that work, and you have to pray for them and just trust that God will do the great work. Where you're with a couple who's not just miscarried once, but multiple times. When you're doing more funerals than you are weddings. When you're grieving with people. When there's conflict and things that feel irreconcilable, and you have to be in the center of that space. The weight, because they loved people, they wanted the best for them. And so I knew that was it. I knew Dom was our guy. Whether he said yes or not, no, it didn't matter. And remember, we checked references. This is really cool, man. You don't know this. We checked a lot of references, and you know, we asked two questions. We kind of did it kind of backwards, and that's because nobody likes me and my processes. But I was like, well, I'd rather not go through a slew of interviews. Can we just check references first? Like, if they can't vouch for this person, then why do it at all? And so we would ask, like, two questions. One, what do you think of this person? Like, what stands out for you? And two, what adjectives would you use to describe these candidates? And, you know, man, it was like plastic with all these other candidates. And when I mean that in a very affectionate way, it's kind of like when you step into Costco, you stepped into what? All of them, right? I mean, you know where the pharmacy is. You know where the vitamins are. You know where the Kirkland shirts are. That's my dream. Yes. When I'm wearing Kirkland, I have evolved completely. It is not about me at that moment. I am no longer of myself when I'm wearing a Kirkland shirt. That's right, amen. And I do remember coming to Dom's, you know, close-knit group and then stepping outside of the community and asking, hey, what do you think about Dom and Christine? And first they were like, oh my gosh, Christine. She's amazing, she loves Jesus, she's authentic, she doesn't mess around, she doesn't BS you, but she is who she is and she loves Jesus. And I was like, okay, that's great. And then with Dom, it was like, okay, well, Christine's way better looking than Dom, but don't worry about that. Dom's a really good guy. Christine's fun. Dom's like, you know, very. I was like, okay. But he's super steady, right? I was getting character. I was getting, how do you get it out of adversity? I was hearing, people were saying things like, he brings dignity and worth to people who don't think they have any. I was like, gosh, we got ourselves a full leader here who couldn't understand the full expression of what we are about because of our lives in Jesus. And so when we began this process, I realized that at the end of the day, full leaders like Dom, who lead this way, create full churches. We yield to what Tozer says, an empty leader, a vain leader, will always create the empty kind of follower, or what he coined, a demi-disciple. A half-disciple, someone who never quite understands what they're missing until they're pointed to Jesus. And Dom always points to Jesus. And so we were grateful to have that. And I have found that full leaders like Dom are clutch in the end. Like, they rise up to the occasion. And my definition of clutch is just doing ordinary things when it matters the most. Right? You think about a free throw, right? A sports analogy is a person who sits there and shoots 1,000 free throws over and over again, and they can hit those free throws with no problem. That's an ordinary shot for them, but then when 2 seconds are left on the clock and they've got to hit that shot to either tie the game or win the game, that's clutch. It's an ordinary thing, but when it matters the most. And I've seen Dom and Christine rise up into those occasions where they were just being their authentic selves, loving Jesus, loving people, being faithful, praying constantly over and over again, being in those spaces when it mattered the most. And I saw it in the pandemic, when we were in the pandemic, and everyone was like, how do we do community? And Dom was like, well, we have Jesus. We can do everything. Pointing constantly to that space. Not that we had it all figured out. We were all kind of trying to figure it out, but Dom leading this way, and even doing it in this space where he was connecting with other people and other members and other church members of this community that was aging and slowing out, and they would say, gosh, there's something about this leader and this church. They saw that fullness, and then they were like, well, we've been here for 50 plus years. Will you take all of this and do something for another 50? And the Dom and the board and the staff were like, heck yes! Yes! But with that great sense of humility and gratefulness, and honesty and rawness that can only come from a staff and a leadership that has always risen to the occasion. And this is how God has always done it. Now, one of the things that has shaped Missio is this verse that comes out of Ephesians chapter 2, and I'm wearing glasses because I'm 100 years old now. And this really has shaped, I think, what we've just said, because in fact, Missio, we are really God's handiwork, that this we have just been hearing is God's handiwork. Let me share with you just a few verses, and then we'll end here. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the evil kingdom leaders of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who do evil things. All of us lived among them at once, gratifying the same cravings, the same desires, following the same thoughts. And like the rest, we were by nature deserving judgment. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms of Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. In other words, God steps not into pristine places, not into perfect places, not into perfect lives, but into broken, jacked up lives. And that's where the beauty of God's grace comes alive. And that's where we see Jesus the very most. And the conclusion of that, the outcome of that is this, for it's by God's grace, Paul says, you've been saved through faith. And this isn't from yourselves, it's a gift. It's for you, it's for us, it's for Missio. Not by works, so that no one can ever claim that they muscled up enough to do it. For we are God's handiwork, created. Let me say that. We are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. In other words, he takes ordinary, broken, misfits, people who shouldn't have anything to do with somehow expressing this beautiful, holy, amazing God, and he takes ordinary people and does extraordinary things in the most divinely appointed moments. And he's always done this. Look, Noah was a drunk, and then he saved the world with an ark. Abraham and Sarah, they were old and washed up, right, this couple? And yet God uses this older couple to create an entire nation. Moses, you think Biden has a stutter? Nope. Moses is a massive stutter, and then he becomes the most important spokesperson for God's people. Rahab, sex slave, with no rights, deemed a prostitute, little dignity in the world, and yet God uses Rahab to overtake Jericho. Esther, an adopted orphan, becomes queen to ultimately save Israel. Peter, total quitter. And yet God uses the quitter to build the kingdom. Paul, a hater, a racist, tries to kill Christians and yet becomes the most prolific theologian and martyr of the same people he tried to kill. And then there was Dom and Christine. Couple loved by everyone who loved youth. That's where we first met. Inner city youth stuff, right? Not afraid to talk about the stuff that jacked them up, but wanting to live by the Spirit. Wanting to do whatever God called them to do, regardless of where they were, this wanting to love God and love people the way Jesus was asking them to do it for the sake of the gospel. And we are so blessed to have had such an amazing couple and family at Missio, and Dom as our lead pastor, who has always pointed us to Jesus and challenged us to say humbly yes to him so we could be his handiwork. We could be God's handiwork, the expression of God's love, mercy, and grace because of Christ. And in just a minute, we're going to hear some more testimonies and blessings over Dom, and then we'll bring the cons up and Dom up, and we'll pray for him, and then we'll sing, and then we'll do what we always love to do here. We're going to eat. Yeah, eat. Let me pray. Jesus, thank you for completely turning everything upside down and using Missio in the most unexplainable ways. Thank you for loving us by grace, even though we were not the most lovable. And thank you, God, that you find that that is the greatest expression of your love, the transformation that comes through Christ. God, we entrust Missio into your hands, not just for the things that you can do for us, but God, we entrust that we can be all that you want us to be, wherever you want us to be. And we ask for the same for Dom and Christine and the boys, that you would continue to do a good work in them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hey, Dom, I just want to affirm you, brother, in your last Sunday as the lead pastor at Missio. And man, I just have so much respect and admiration for you. It's hard for me to put into words how I feel about you and how grateful I am for your life and your ministry. Christine, thank you too for just all the ways that you have served and supported and participated. I remember just leading worship with you and all the Sundays and evenings practicing and all of that as we launched gatherings in those early years over at St. B's and at Mary Reiki and all of that. So man, I'm so grateful for you, Christine. Thank you for all that you've done. Dom, you have just exhibited a faithful presence as a leader, brother. You have been steady and kind and genuine and authentic in your walk with Jesus. So thank you for being someone, along with those, some of those early people, for me to be invited in to link arms with you guys to make a difference in the kingdom of God through the planting of Missio. I'm so proud of how you've led over the last 10 years and becoming the lead pastor and discerning that. I remember that call and the discernment process that you went through to say yes to being the lead pastor at Missio. And you were the right guy for that, man. And you've been the right person to lead this community over the last 10 years. So thank you for your faithfulness to love Jesus and to serve his church in the way that you have. And I'm sure that Missio reflects in many ways, Dom, who God's made you to be. And that's a really beautiful thing because, man, you are a genuine follower of Jesus. And I'm grateful for the way you have modeled discipleship to Jesus in your own life. And I know that that's bled into your church and influenced and impacted the people that God's allowed you to lead over the last, you know, decade plus at Missio. As God calls you into the future, brother, I know that the same obedience and risk that you took to plant Missio is the same obedience and risk that you're taking now. And this is just another step of faith in the journey. And so I'm praying for you. Thank you for the times that we've shared. Thank you for the faithful presence you've been in my life as a friend and a brother, and discerning God's call at different times for me, both in my transition out of Missio and then into my current role that I'm in now. Several years later, you walked with me and prayed with me as we walked a parking lot in the Portland area at a hotel. And I remember talking to you and asking you, like, help me hear the voice of God and discern what he's doing in my life. And thank you just a couple months ago for the ability or just the opportunity to pray with you and then to get to share in communion together. That was such a meaningful moment, man. You have been part of marked moments in my life that I'll remember. So thank you for that. I love you and blessings on you. And Missio, my heart is so for you, and I have a deep fondness and love for you. So as you move forward in being a community that makes Jesus fully known so that others would fully know him, that you'd be a church and a community that continues to seek Jesus in that way so that you would have impact in other people's lives in the future. And I'm praying that God would bring the right next leader in for your church as you pursue Jesus and walk forward together as a community. So I love you all, and grace and peace to you in this season.
Hi, Dom. I met you and Christine 17 years ago in the year 2007, and we have done a lot of life since then. There are two things that I am very, very grateful for you. You saw in me giftings that I was hesitant to walk in, and you called me out and invited me to offer and to bring those gifts to the church body and into ministry, and you have supported me in that. And secondly, you have loved on my family so much. You have supported the Spalding family through a lot of ups and downs and heartbreak. And for those two things, I am very, very grateful. And I wish you the best and in your new adventure. And I will be praying for you and Christine and for the boys.
Dom, it's been a joy, a blessing to walk and serve alongside you all these years. One of the things that I have learned from you and I have observed over the years is that you put your relationship with God first. That over the years, as you've grown in depth and love with God, that you know in your heart that you are worthy and beloved by him. And out of that understanding, out of that position, you love others well. You shepherd others well. You desire them to know in their hearts that they are worthy and beloved as well. That has caused you to be one of the most amazing leaders I've ever seen and ever been led by. Your non-anxious presence, when others are rattled and somehow you are able to stay calm. Your shepherding heart to care for others' souls, to care for others' lives inside and outside of the Missio community. My heart is just filled as I look at this next season for you. And I pray that your love, your devotion, the depth of knowledge and intimacy with Father, Son, and Spirit just continues to grow. And that out of that, this next season, we get to see the fruits of that as well. We're praying for you and for your family, and are just thankful for the years of service at Missio.
Hey, Dom, what can I say? It's just been such a privilege to be under your leadership for the last 15 years and being a friend and a co-laborer together. We're just excited for your next yes, and I'm just grateful for the time we've had together and all that I've learned alongside you. And so I just wish you the best, and we are so grateful to have planted the church together and just all those beginning stages of church planting.
Yo, what's up, Missio and Dom, Christine? I just wanted to, my name's Travis. I planted a church called Roots Community. I'm like the weird uncle from Missio, hasn't been around for a while. But I remember those days, the early days, back in the very beginning. Oh, dropped something. I do want to say congratulations on just years of faithfulness, but it's not just the faithfulness, it's years of courage, years of humility, years of hospitality, years of genuine care. And just all the times that I see you, Dom, and you, Christine, it's always been in times of just serving and loving others. And I really thank you for your example and your just continued witness of what it means to follow Christ in our city and amongst family. So specifically, I just want to thank you for those early years of learning together. I remember being in your home, you know, in your townhouse, worshiping together, praying together, sharing vision, eating popcorn with hot tamales. I remember that being a thing. And really just during those times, laying the foundations for what became Missio. I just thank you guys, love you. And again, congratulations. I'm celebrating you guys way over here on the east side. Love you.
Hey, Dom. Without repeating a lot of the things that have most likely been said about you in all the various videos, all well deserved, all probably understating the value, the qualities, the accomplishments that you've been a part of and contributed to over your tenure in vocational pastoral ministry. Just wanted to share a few thoughts of my own, add a few of my own praises to the pile here. I think we began our ministry careers not too far apart. And I just have early memories of you and I together serving alongside, and just thinking that this is a guy I can trust. This is a guy that I can work well together with, because he's someone that I trust. And that sentiment hasn't changed much over the years. You continue to remain to be one of the few men that I trust, one of the few pastors that I trust in the city. You may not be the most famous or well-known voice, but you are definitely a worthy voice that must be heard in this city. And I think you've earned that, brother, and not through any of just your own merit or accolade, but just because of the man that God's made you to be. And our ministry paths have like been parallel to one another, have intersected at points, but we remain, you know, in ministry, right? We're, even though maybe our career paths change and we move on to different vocations, I believe you and I are still called to ministry. And so you will always be a pastor of Somerset, whether you're in counseling or whether you're standing from the pulpit, you are a pastor through and through. And some of the qualities that I admire so much about you are some of the more understated qualities of a leader. You're not going to find them in too many leadership catalogs or leadership books, but it's qualities like you just are faithful. You are steady. You are humble. You're a man who's spirit driven. You're a man of integrity. And again, those don't grab headlines. Those aren't qualities that are often celebrated or sought after. But I think, I know that those are qualities that our Father values, and you model those so well. But in terms of like who I can point to say that like this guy's doing it. This guy puts in the hard work day in, day out, and pastors people so well. Dominic Kahn is at the top of that list. So thank you for just all your work to the city. Thank you for your faithfulness to the Father. Thank you for loving people so well. Thank you for being a good friend. And I would just close by saying the work's not done. We still have more work to do, right? We're not retired from pastoral ministry. Again, it's who we are. And so you're not done yet. You have more work to do. It might look different. And perhaps you may return to a vocational role sometime soon. But the work's not done. And I look forward to continuing to work alongside you and care for people alongside you and growing older together. I love you, man.
What could I possibly say in this moment that would capture all of my respect and love and admiration for you, Dom and Christine? I imagine Joel is probably in some really tranquil setting with some ambiance music going in the background. Travis is probably, you know, he's a weird uncle, so he's probably doing something really hip and fun. I, on the other hand, am just completely speechless. I will try my best by just at least first saying to you, Christine, thank you. Thank you for saying yes so many years ago to birthing a community that could be authentic in Southwest Portland. I know by having said yes to the mission of Missio, you said no to other things, to other pathways that I think would have been far more reasonable for a young couple starting out. So thank you. The truth is, without you saying yes, without your time, your service, your leadership, Missio would not be where it is today. So grateful for you. And Dom, you are an incredible leader. You are faithful. You are genuine. You are a great and wonderful human being. And I just so appreciate you. I also appreciate your curiosity. I say curiosity because about 13 years ago, I remember this really testy moment that we were having. We were locked in some hotel room. I can't remember what the hotel was, but our goal was to raise funds for the next 3 years. What most people don't know is that we had to raise our own salaries, benefits, and everything else needed because we weren't a sustainable community. And so we locked ourselves in this room thinking about how we would raise the money, creating fundraising decks, presentations, materials, everything that we could to think about how we would actually raise the funds to birth Missio. And I remember we had this Jumbotron, awful laptop. It had a fan the size of my face and was blowing hot air on my face, and I was getting really testy. And Joel was like, oh, that's a really loud fan, but he's always hot, so he doesn't care how hot it is in the room. But we were working at this, trying to get something done. And finally, I just stopped everything and I said, hey, so how do we feel about what we have here? And there was this silence. And Joel said, this is dumb. And then I said, well, mine pretty much sucks. And you said, it's not pretty. And then you said this. You said, but I'm curious to see what God does through all of it. I'm curious to see what God does through all of it. And at that moment, I told myself, said to myself, this is awesome. This is going to work. Because by having said that and believed that, we were saying through you and your faith, hey, God can do whatever he wants to do.
that God wastes nothing, that he can do anything wherever we are, with whatever we've got, because God can do amazing things through people who are willing to do what is necessary for the sake of the gospel and because we love people. And you have led yourself that way through all of this time. You have led others and Missio this way. And so I'm so grateful for your faith and that curiosity that challenged us always to not live underwhelmed lives, but to actually move out of static, move into something dynamic because we have this intimate relationship with Jesus. So thank you, Dom. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your sacrifice and for leading us so well these last 10 years. And so that's really my prayer for you, Dom and Christine, that you would experience this indelible love that you have in Christ, that you would experience God's generosity, his grace and love for you, and that you would stay curious in all that he continues to provide in you and through you, so that you can really understand even more so how incredible God is and how and what amazing things he has for you. So again, thank you so much for your service. Thank you for your leadership. We are so grateful that you said yes to making an authentic community that makes Jesus fully known so that others can come to fully know him. Bless you guys.
We're going to invite Dom and Christine to come up. Dom here. Before we start, I'd like you just to look out at the people that are here and see the looks on people's faces. And I think what you're going to see is the love being reflected back to you. The love that you have poured into us is coming back to you. And as we come to this moment, we just want to say, and there's not enough ways to say it, but we want to say thank you. And we want to pray for you as you step out into a new phase in your lives and a new chapter of what God's going to unfold for you. So let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you so much for Dom and for Christine. We thank you for their investment. And we have a lot of emotions going on today. We have a sense of loss because they are no longer going to be with us in the same way that they've been in the past. And while we aren't losing them permanently, and this is not a memorial service, we are here at a place of transition. We're at an intersection. And Father, we thank you that while we are losing a pastor, while we're losing a sister, a brother, we're not losing the Good Shepherd. We're not losing the Father. We thank you that you are with us, even through our loss, even through this time of separation. Father, we're also filled with a sense of blessing, that you have blessed us through their lives. They have been there in those moments that John was talking about, crying on the floor with those who are hurting, walking with those who are bereft through times of their own loss. And we thank you, Father, that you have enabled them to do so with love, with humility, with openness, with sincerity, with integrity. And we thank you for their work in our midst. And so, Lord, we also have the feeling of gratitude. Gratitude to yourself for granting to us for this time, Dom and Christine, who walked with us, who cared for us, who've been in our shoes and in our homes, in our hearts. And Lord, you have given us so much, and we thank you for that. And so in return, Lord, we want to pray blessing on them, that you would help them as they step into a new chapter in their lives, as they walk into things that are somewhat unknown for them. We pray, Father, that you would grant them peace and mercy, grace and courage. Strengthen their faith as they step out, as they go forward. Bless them materially. We pray that you would take care of their financial needs. We pray that you would help Dom as he takes the books out and starts to learn again. We pray for the transition as especially the boys will be living a different feeling around this church and around those of us that they've been with. Father, we just pray for this family, for everyone in the family, that you would bless them, that you would show them your love with generosity and with the love that we know you have that is so profound. We put them into your hands, but at the same time, we also put ourselves into your hands, for you are with us just as you are with them. You will walk forward with us just as you are walking forward with them. And so, Father, we trust you, we believe in you, we are thankful and grateful to you for who you are and what you are going to do in our lives and in our church. And we pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for today. I really do just, I feel loved and I can't, I'm overwhelmed, like honestly, and I can't fully express it, but it's been an honor and just a privilege to lead this community over the last 10 years. It's been an honor to partner in planting it from the beginning. So John, thanks for being a leader that called out things in me and called us up to greater faith and greater courage. And I honestly, if it weren't for the clear conviction I have of the next step of ministry God has for me, I'd stay in this role because it's such a privilege to lead and shepherd and guide this community. And I'm just thankful for I was reminded of different things from the videos. Thank you for the things that were shared and said. But yeah, even just like the popcorn and the hot tamales, like that wasn't us. That was Larry and Nola Spaulding. And so that was somebody else's contribution to the community and their gift. And just thinking about over all the years, I know I've had a significant role in it, but I know it's also been the significant roles that God has brought us all together to contribute. And that's what's created this community. And so I thank God and I praise God for this community. To current staff team, did you ever know that you're my heroes? To anybody that I've ever had the privilege of serving on staff with, thank you. Thanks for being a part of the team. Thanks for going after the kingdom and following Jesus together with me. You might be the crazy ones having served under my leadership, but just thank you so much for all the years of privilege, honestly, and the joy of serving in this role here in this community. So I think the last thing that I will say in this is there's a proverb somewhere that says, you know, better is the end of a thing than the beginning. And I've always taken that and just said, you know, I think what God is saying in that is that it's how you finish is more important than how you start something. We can all start things with a lot of passion and zeal and all, you know, excitement. And my heart and my goal has been to finish well in the grace. And so again, to this team, thank you for leaning into grace with me in the midst of transition. Thank you to the ministry board, everybody again that's on the current board, walking graciously with us through the process and your faith in the work. To the search team that's currently doing a lot of work, thank you for what you're doing to love and serve this community. And I know from today, I feel really loved and cared for, my family does, and we're being sent well, and I know that means we're also going to receive well too. I think that's a true principle. The way you send people is the way you're going to receive people. And so I'm excited to actually introduce Tim, if you'll come up, and Abby, if you want to, you're welcome to. If not, that's okay too. I'm with you. I wouldn't be up here if I didn't have to be. Tim, would you guys welcome Tim? So it's interesting because all the things that people kind of said about me in the video, I could make a video about Tim and say similar. Honestly, I'm really excited. A couple weeks ago, we were all just kind of going like, God, what are you doing? Like, you know, this interim search was not leading where we thought it was, and it was kind of scary. And I had felt this like, you know, I'm not gonna be able to finish well if I don't feel like I can hand off to someone well, and the weight of that responsibility. And the staff was feeling like, holy cow, what are we gonna do? And kind of 11th hour, right? We've talked about 11th hour again, right? God did his thing, right? God was leading us to trust him and be in faith right up until the very end. And then there were some conversations that happened, and Tim is now gonna be our interim for the next season. And yeah, Tim, you've led with amazing faith in our city. You've been a man of courage. And for me, it's like, I remember when I first became a lead and we're at district conference, we're sitting out at Jansen Beach Red Lion, and we're sitting on the patio there, this little table outside. Do you remember it? And I'm freaking out. And I'm going, I'm the lead, I'm the new lead. And just the way that you allowed me to ask questions and to pick your brain, and you just humbly and graciously and patiently like invested in me, not just that time, but time and time and time again over my last 10, whatever years it's been since leading. So thank you for your leadership. Thank you for your faith and your courage. And yeah, in January, whatever, when we're sitting there surprising, sharing each other, like, hey, I'm transitioning out. Oh, you're like that we're standing here now is, right? Absolutely crazy. So I hope that, I share all that to say, I hope, Missio, that you're encouraged to know and believe that God is in this. God is working, he's doing something, he's writing this story still, even though we don't necessarily understand or believe or know all of it. God's in our midst. And Tim is an amazing leader, a man of faith, a man of courage, and he's gonna do an awesome job leading as an interim to provide really stable and solid leadership, following Jesus and building the kingdom so that we can continue to search for our new lead pastor, okay? You guys on board? Cool. So, yeah. So I want to, with that, I want to pray for Tim, and I want to pray for us as a community, and then somebody else is praying for lunch or singing, and then? Okay. So let's just pray. If you're comfortable, if you'll extend a hand just to pour a blessing over Tim, and we'll just go that way. So, Father God, we thank you for today. We praise you for who you are. We acknowledge that you are our Father, and Jesus, you're our Savior and our friend, and Holy Spirit, you're our leader, our guide, and our counselor into truth. And so we just thank you and praise you for who you are, God. Thank you for your faithfulness. I know today it's a celebration of the work that you've enabled me to do, but it's also even more so a celebration of your faithfulness, God, and your goodness over all these years. And so God, we're humbled to be here in your presence. We're grateful to be here together as a community. And God, we are blessed to be your kids. Thank you for the surprises and the twists and the turns, even in the last 2 months, God, to bring us here today, announcing and introducing Tim as our interim lead pastor. And so, God, I pray for him. And I thank you for who you created him to be. Thank you that indeed he is your workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which you have prepared in advance for him to do, and this is one of them. And so, God, would you pour out your spirit upon him, grant him wisdom, grant him faith, grant him courage, grant him the humility to depend upon you, and grant him, God, deeper and richer, more full experiences of your love and your power in his life in this season. I pray your blessing on him and upon Abby, and ask, God, that you would just hold them, God, in your love and in your care. May they daily feel your presence and know that you are strong, that you are true, that you are powerful, that you are loving, and that you are present with them to lead and guide them on the journey ahead. So, God, I pray your blessing upon this man, and I pray your blessing upon this community. God, thank you for the rich, multi-ethnic, intergenerational, diverse, quirky, funny, amazing community that Missio Community is. And I ask, God, for more of your spirit for us. I ask for more faith for us. I ask for continued courage and ears to hear and eyes to see and minds to perceive the things that you're doing, God, so that we can continue to follow you by faith and offer the hope of the gospel to others around us. So we love you, Jesus. Thank you so much. We worship you today. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Amen.